الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن وعد الله حق فلا تغرنكم الحياة الدنيا ولا يغرنكم بالله الغرور صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين
Respected ulama, elders, brothers, students in Islam, before starting our talk proper, as is the habit of our beloved and honorable Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib, Daum Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, discusses one sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So one sunnah which is appropriate for now, for this time, is the dua to be recited when there is extreme heat. Today is a very hot day. Past now, inshallah, summer months will be coming. So there is a lot of heat. There are great wisdoms why Allah Ta'ala has created heat. And a believer is a person who will take lesson in everything. It comes in certain hadith, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, when it's extremely hot, a person must recite this dua. La ilaha illallah, ma ashad hadha al-har, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min harri nari jahannam. That la ilaha illallah, is none worthy of worship besides Allah Ta'ala. All conditions come from Allah Ta'ala. The heat comes from Allah Ta'ala. The cold comes from Allah Ta'ala. Oh Allah, how severe this heat is. Oh Allah, save me and protect me from the heat of the fire of Jahannam. So a believer in everything, his mind will go towards Akhirah, towards the year after. There was one person, which Hafiz ibn Rajab Hamali rahimahullah has written one waqiyah, one incident. Was one very pious person. So he got married, and on the day he got married, before he made his nikah, and that time they never used to have like how we have baths in today's times, but they used to have these hammams, like they used to have this public baths. The people would go there and the water would be boiled. There was no such thing as a geyser system. So only in these places they would boil the water, and when the water was boiled, then people would have a proper bath there. So anyhow, he went to this hammam, and the hammam is extremely hot, and you can see the fire burning under the pot. So anyhow, he came back home, and that night his nikah took place, and then he went to meet his bride. So after meeting his bride, and the house was decorated, it was quite beautiful. So anyhow, he said, let me read some salah. So he started performing salah, and he performed salah right till Fajr time. So then the people, next morning, people asked, so how was it? He said, I was in namaz the whole night, performing salah. So he said, oh, what do you mean you're performing salah the whole night? So he said, in the daytime you took me to the hammam, the bath. So immediately my mind went to the fire of Jahannam. That is why in one hadith Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, which Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned, that the best house to enter is the hammam, is the place of this places where there is hot water, because it reminds a person of the fire of Jahannam. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says something to the effect, when you enter this place, then seek the protection of Allah Ta'ala and ask Allah Ta'ala for Jannat. So this is one sunnah, when entering the bathroom, before removing our clothing, and if there's no bathroom and toilet together, before read a dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-jannah wa a'udhu bika min an-nar. Oh Allah, I ask you for Jannat, and I seek your protection from the fire of Jahannam. So anyhow, he says, then I saw this year, I thought of Jahannam, and that night I got married, and I saw all the beautiful things around me, so I started thinking of Jannat. So he said, now I'm thinking of Jannat, I'm thinking of Jahannam. Obviously my mind, I started performing salah, and in my mind I'm thinking of Jannat, I'm thinking of Jahannam. I saw my wife, I thought of the hurs of Jannah. I saw the beautiful house, I thought of the palaces of Jannah. And I saw the hammam, I thought of the fire of Jahannam. So in this way I passed my whole night thinking of Jannat and Jahannam. Inshallah, those who want to imitate the sunnah, inshallah, they also got a chance in their life. They can make amal on this. But just to show that how the salaf, the pious people of the past were, that in everything they thought of the akhirat. Extremely hot day, a person will think that today is so hot. I've got a lovely fan here, I've got an air conditioner. But what about the day of Qiyamah? Have I prepared for that? On an extremely hot day, a person wants to drink water. But have I done such a'mal and actions? On the day of Qiyamah, I will be fit to drink water from the Hawd al-Kawthar, from the Hawd of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So in everything a person must think, then think of the fire of Jahannam. If I cannot bear the heat of this day, and the fire, the sun is so ahead of, above our heads, far above our heads, but remember a time will come when the sun will be so close, like a 1 mile, 1 mile away, or a small amount, small distance it will be away from a person's mind, head. How hot will that day be? Have I prepared such amal and such actions by which I will be able to get shade on the day of Qiyamah? So when a person feels this heat, now one nature of man starts complaining. But a believer is a person who won't complain, but immediately his mind will go towards Akhirat. He will start thinking about Jahannam, he will start thinking about the year after. And he will think, now today I'm drinking lovely cool water. in Jannat, or on the day of Qiyamah also, if I'm given this cool water to drink, how I will be saved on the day of when everybody else will be suffering, have I prepared for that day? So may Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, that in all of these conditions our heart must immediately go towards Akhirat, towards the year after. And this is the quality of a believer. InshaAllah, regarding the ayat of the Quran Sharif which I recited, regarding the time also we are at the moment when shaitan is deceiving many, many people, this worldly life and the enjoyment deceive many, many people. It's a holiday time, many people go into a holiday mood also, and they start thinking of all wrong actions, wrong deeds. Alhamdulillah, we are very, very fortunate. Allah's great favor that the madrasa, during this time, we are still in madrasa for the next few weeks. And when all these evils will be taking place, Allah will save us. But many times in our heart, shaitan comes and, I wish I was like the people outside. I was getting that enjoyment. Whereas there is no enjoyment in that lifestyle. Ya Allah Ta'ala, very, very beautifully in this one ruku of Surah Luqman, he mentions a few of his signs and how shaitan deceives a person and what is the answer and solution to the problem. Allah Ta'ala commences, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وَأَلَّا تَلَا سَيْسَ أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ الْفُلْكَ تَجْرِي فِي الْبَحْرِ بِنِعْمَةِ اللَّهِ لِيُرِيَكُمْ مِنْ آيَاتِهِ. Don't you see how the ocean, the ships are moving in the ocean? It is only the kindness and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are moving in the oceans, massive, massive ships, but compared to the size of the ocean, they are nothing at all. And if that ship has to sink in the ocean, or one wave comes, it will destroy that whole ship, take it away. But how that small ship compared to the size of the ocean is moving from one country to the other country, this is only the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why is this moving? لِيُرِيَكُمْ مِنْ آيَاتِهِ. Allah wants to show you His signs, the signs of His Qudrat and His power. And a person must open up his eyes, and in all of the things in the world, a person must see the signs of Allah ta'ala. In this, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِكُلِّ صَبَّارٍ شَكُورٍ. For those who have got the quality of sabr and shukr, when difficulties come upon them, they are able to make sabr. They are able to have patience. And when good conditions overcome them, they are able to make shukr and thank Allah Ta'ala in great abundance. They are great, great signs how Allah is sending their ship and how much of favors of Allah Ta'ala upon there. You're supposed to have made shukr to Allah Ta'ala. How the ship goes from one area, one end to the other end. So much of turbulences, but how it manages to pass through. This is a great sign of Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is actually telling us, in this world you will also go through many, many difficulties and trials and tribulations. It is only Allah Ta'ala who can protect and save you. You must have the quality of sabr and the quality of shukr. Then you will be saved from all the turbulences of this world, the waves of the world coming and trying to destroy a person. Then Allah Ta'ala says that وَإِذَا غَشِيَهُ مَوْجٌ كَذُلَلِ. Sometimes a wave comes and it encompasses them like clouds, how when clouds are upon a person, these waves come and they overcome a person. At this time the people in the ship, even though they are sinners, they are wrongdoers, da'awullaha, even kuffar and disbelievers, they forget everything at that moment. When a person is in difficulty, the tawheed which is in the recesses of a person's heart, it comes to the fore. And a person forgets all his false gods, his false idols, and mukhlisina lahu ad-deen, making his deen and his religion only solely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At this time he forgets everything else. Allah reminds a person in his life. Whenever a person goes through problems, Allah Ta'ala is actually reminding a person. Now why are you turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because you realize only Allah Ta'ala can save and help and assist you. Similarly, throughout your life, you turn your attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the only one who can save you from all your problems in this world and in the year after. So why only are you confining it to that time of difficulty and problems? Allah Ta'ala complains about man here. فَلَمَّا نَجَّاهُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ فَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدْ. When Allah Ta'ala gives them najat, Allah saves them and He brings them back to the land. You find only some of them, فَمِنْهُمْ, some of them who stay on the straight path. And وَمَا يَجْحَدُ بِآيَاتِنَا إِلَّا كُلُّ خَتَّارٍ كَفُورٍ. But there are many, many people who are very ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who break their promises. They disbelieve in the signs and the ayats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even when they will come at the end and they will reach the shores, then eventually they forget about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They break the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah is warning us that do not become like these people. That when some difficulties come, now you are making so much of dua, you are crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But some good conditions, Allah gives you wealth, Allah gives you youth, Allah gives you some good health. Now you are using the same ni'mat and bounties of Allah Ta'ala in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then again you go into some problems. Again tahajjud namaz. Again you are the most pious person. You are in the masjid. But some problems come, you go to the buzrugs, make dua for me. But when some good conditions come, immediately you turn away. Do not be like that person. If Allah has given you a wake up call and you've gone through some difficulties in life, and actually before that a person must make dua, fill up his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't have to go through these problems and difficulties. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that in this world people go through these turbulences, and in the ship it's possible that you will get saved. Somebody can help and assist you. Many, many times your parents also, sometimes people give their lives for other people. They will sacrifice their life and they say, never mind, you jump on the lifeboat. I'm old as it is, I'll rather die, but at least your life will be saved. They will actually give up their own life for other people. And in this world a person can be saved. But Allah Ta'ala says, remember, there's another day which is coming. A day of much, much more greater intensity, the day of Qiyamah. Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, everyone, non-Muslims and non-Muslims, all of you, ittaqu rabbakum. Ittaqu rabbakum, in very, very easy terms, it can be, translation is, build up your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who is creating you, who is sustaining you, who is looking after you, whose billions of favors are upon you, build up your connection with Him. You want to get safe from big problems. This worldly life, whatever problems you have, is very, very small. On the day of Qiyamah, there is big, big problems. And you all have to go on that day. So Allah Ta'ala says, ittaqu rabbakum. Build up your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala is the only one who can save and assist you and protect you. On the day of Qiyamah, remember, waqshaw, how will a person get this taqwa, this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There are many, many different ways. In other places of the Quran, Allah says, waqulu qawlan sadida, speak good words. By looking after your speech, you will build up a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. Fear Allah Ta'ala and be stay in the company of the pious people, the truly pious people. By staying with them, you will get the quality of taqwa, you will get your connection build up with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, think about the day of Qiyamah. Just by thinking and pondering about the day of Qiyamah, your connection with Allah Ta'ala will be built up. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَخْشَوْ يَوْمًا لَا يَجْزِي وَالِدٌ عَوَّلَدِي. Fear the day of Qiyamah, when no father will be able to protect and save his son, and being recompense of his son. And وَلَا مَوْلُودٌ هُوَ جَازٍ عَوْ وَالِدِهِ شَيْئًا. Similarly, no son, he will be able to help and assist his father in any way at all. Try to take him out of problems. In this world, still the father might say, my son, never mind, you go on the lifeboat. Don't worry, I'll sacrifice my life for you. But remember, on the day of Qiyamah, it will be nafsi nafsi ka'alam. Every single person will be worried about himself. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, يَوْمَ يَفِرُ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. The day when يَفِرُ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ, a person will run away from his brother, from his mother, from his father, from his wife, from his children. Everyone who was the closest to him on the day in this world, he will run away from them. لِكُلِّ مْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنُ يُغْنِي. For every one of them on that day, they will have their own condition, which will make them independent of everyone else, only worried about themselves. So Allah Ta'ala says in this world, when some problems come, there are still somebody to save and help you. On the day of Qiyamah, there is no one to help and assist you. It is only your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have built up that connection, then a person will be successful there. So don't worry so much about the problems in this world. We all have problems in this world. But more important is to worry about the problems of the day of Qiyamah. And like how in this world a person makes his effort, he tries to find solutions to his problems. Before he goes on the boat, he will take life jackets, he will take life boats, he will try to take different things to save himself. If some calamity has to happen, I am protected. Some people will do a haram, they'll take insurance, for example. But have we taken our insurance? Have we taken our life boats, our life jackets for the day of Qiyamah? Have we prepared for that day? So this is the most important thing. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهِ حَقّ. Remember, the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a reality. It is true, there is no doubt about it. And there are two things where you will be deceived by. فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. One is this worldly life, the enjoyments of this worldly life. Let the enjoyments of this worldly life not deceive you. Outwardly they look very, very beautiful. And I will get this enjoyment, I will get that enjoyment in this worldly life. I want comfort and peace of mind. I will get it in the things of this world. Allah Ta'ala says, let not this worldly life deceive you. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. This, the goods and the saman and the things of this worldly life, they are only a box of deception. They are only to deceive a person. A person, an intelligent person is he who will look above that day. And Allah Ta'ala says, the second deceiver is, وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ. Let not the gharur, the biggest deceiver, that is shaitan, deceive you regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will tell you all different things, which we will now mention inshallah, which Allah Ta'ala mentions in the last ayat. So do not become deceived by this worldly life, and the enjoyments of this worldly life, and the greenery of this worldly life, and let not shaitan deceive you also. So here Allah Ta'ala says, how does a person get deceived by this worldly life? The first deception is, that I'm going to live for very, very long. The Qiyamah is going to take place, when is it going to take place? I have so many years I've been living in this world. I can't understand when I'm going to die, when is the day of Qiyamah going to take place. And the person, this is how shaitan deceives a person. And he thinks, I still got a long life to live. So Allah Ta'ala says, no, remember, Qiyamah is a reality. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ. If you do not have the knowledge by you, when the Qiyamah will take place. But remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has got full knowledge. Allah knows exactly when the day of Qiyamah will take place. So a person must prepare for that day. Do not be deceived by this worldly life. So beautiful this worldly life is. I'm enjoying myself. I've got such beautiful buildings. I've got so many, I've got a house, I've got mansions, I've got the best woman in the world. All these smart things. Allah Ta'ala says, remember, it's all going to be destroyed. Don't be deceived by this worldly life. Qiyamah is a reality, and Allah has got the knowledge of it. It will definitely going to take place. So a foolish person is he who is working for something which is temporary, and he's not working for something which is everlasting. So this is the first deception of this worldly life, where a person, he thinks, I got a long life to live still. They give a beautiful example. There was one young child. He goes with his father, and he's sitting on the beachfront. And on the beachfront, he's building sand castles. And he's thinking how beautiful the sand castles are. But the small child in his heart knows that I'm building these sand castles now. And after about 3-4 o'clock, he wakes up with his father and he goes on the side and he watches when the high tide comes and the water goes over those sand castles and the sand castles are taken into the ocean and it's completely destroyed. But that small boy, his heart was not in those sand castles. He knew it was sand castles made of sand and he knew it will be destroyed by the afternoon. So he doesn't put his heart in there. When he sees the water coming, he laughs at it actually. And he says, I knew it was going to come like this here. I just made this here for necessity, but I never had my heart in there. And the father, who's supposed to be an intelligent person, the child is a small child, but he was clever, he never put his heart in there. That same father, after 2 weeks, he's sitting in his office, and he's building big, big mansions. He's building high skyscrapers, massive buildings, but he's got his heart in these things, that my building will never come to an end. He doesn't realize that the wave will eventually will be coming, and the one wave will come, it'll take him away, or it'll take his building away. One earthquake will come, it will destroy that building. So how can a person be fooled by this worldly life? Allah Ta'ala says, Qiyamah is a reality. You prepare for the day of Qiyamah. Second thing, this worldly life is very, very beautiful because there is so much of greenery. For Yunazirul Ghayth, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, He is the one who sends down rain. And this rain makes everything in this world look beautiful. But if Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Allah protect and save us, if Allah Ta'ala stops that rain from coming down, then what will happen to the beauties of this worldly life? What will happen to all the beautiful sceneries around us and all the beautiful things we are looking at? The green grass is so beautiful. But 1 year let the rain not come down. Sheikh Saadi Rahmatullahi mentions that once the people in a certain area, they were involved in many, many evil actions, love affairs, doing haram with all women, and homosexual actions they were doing. And they said, we can't leave this evil, it's too difficult for us to leave this evil. But then when Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala sent droughts, for over 3 or 4 years there was droughts. Eventually there was no water, there was no food coming out. He said, then people were asked now, do you want your beloved, this woman who you are running after, this young boy who you are running after, or you want one slice of bread? At that time now they came back to their senses, that I am in need of that water, I am in need of bread. They said, now we make tawbah. So why must a person wait for that day? Allah Ta'ala says, He is the one who sends down rain. All these conditions which comes down, this beauty in this world is only because of the rain which Allah Ta'ala is sending down. If He stops it tomorrow, everything will be destroyed. So don't be deceived by the greenery of this worldly life. Another meaning which can be taken also is that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is the one who sends down rain. It's that same rain which comes down, at certain times it's beneficial for people, and that same rain can be used and can be a destruction for people. The same, it's one rain it is. So when Allah Ta'ala sends down His mercies in this worldly life, if a person is using it according to the commands of Allah Ta'ala, it will be a means of mercy for that person. And if a person is using it against the commands of Allah Ta'ala, it will be a means of destruction for that person. Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib Daun Barakatum has mentioned a very beautiful point regarding barakat. What is barakat, he says? He says barakat is made up of two things. Well, the first thing of barakat is and blessings is that Allah Ta'ala must give us comfort by means of that action, whatever we've got. Example, a person has got a new car, a person has got a beautiful house, a person got married, you say, Allah give you barakat, Allah give you blessings. What this means, you must get comfort by the ni'mat which Allah has given you. Allah must give you comfort with it. He says you get many, many people that they've got the best houses, smartest of houses, but they've got no peace of mind. They got the best air condition, they got the best bedding, they go and sleep down there, but they cannot get sleep. They've got the comfort, the means of the comfort, but they have not got comfort itself. So there is no barakat in their bed. On the other hand, there is another man. He is a poor man, and he goes in the jungle, and he's working hard, and now he opens up his roti, which is still bread also, but he enjoys it, but really it goes down his stomach, it goes down his throat. There's barakat in that food. And then the same person, now he takes his small pillow, what he's got, or even a brick he takes, and he puts that brick down, and he puts his head down, and he doesn't know whether his head went down first, or he fell asleep first. He's completely out, and for 6 hours, 7 hours, the person is fast asleep. This person has got comfort. There's so much of barakat and blessings Allah has placed in that brick of his. The other person in his pillow, in his bed also, there's no barakat. Allah has not given him comfort in the day. A person gets married, and this wife is a means of comfort for a person. That means there's barakat and blessings in the day. His children are a source of coolness for his eyes. There's barakat and blessings in that. And the same children, the same money which he has got, the same wife, She's an azab for him, she's a difficulty for him. There's no barakat and blessings in there. And then Mufti Sahib says that many, many people in this world, they have got all the outward means of comfort. But why haven't they got comfort itself? He says because this is only kept in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who places barakat and blessings in anything. Allah is the one who gives comfort in anything. And then he says the second meaning of barakat, this is the first meaning, you will get comfort from it. And the second meaning is that the anjam and the final result of this thing will be good. You will get goodness from it, the final result. See, the person, for example, he robbed a bank, he stole 1 million rand, and now for 1 month he's enjoying himself. But after 1 month he's taken and locked up in jail, he got caught. Now all that 1 million rand which he has got, he enjoyed himself for a few days with it for a short while. But there's no barakat in that. The final result was evil. So he says two things we have to have. One is a person must get comfort from it, and secondly, the final result of that action, of that thing, Allah must put goodness in it. So Allah Ta'ala says He is the one who sends down rain. And when He sends down this rain, Allah Ta'ala is the one who sends down sukoon. Allah is the one who sends down peace of mind, contentment. Allah is the one who sends down all the asbab and the means in this world. But if Allah Ta'ala wants, He can use the same means to cause destruction to a person, and the same means can be used to cause comfort to a person. Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah has mentioned a very, very beautiful point. He says that Allah Ta'ala has given a person a soul, the ruh. And the ruh is supposed to be the king of the body. The ruh is the king of the body. And the body is made up of all different parts. The soul itself is very, very weak. And the parts of the body is made up of all the different, the balgham, one, some portions are hot, some portions are cold, some portions are wet, some portions are dry. All different parts of our body they are made up of. But if the soul is strong, soul is the king, he is able to control the whole body. All of them come under the body. It's like a family, a person has got a family, and there's an amir, there's a head, and he's a very, very strong person. He's able to control the whole family. There's 5, 6 different children, some boys, some girls, some they've got different temperaments. He's got 2, 3 wives, every one of them got a different temperament. But he is a firm person. He'll be able to control the whole family with love and muhabbat, and he will be able to steer them correctly on the right path. On the other hand, if that man is very, very weak, and the one child is doing whatever he wants to, the wife is doing whatever she wants to, there won't be any peace of mind, contentment in their family. There will always be fights, there will be problems in their family. So if a person's ruh is strong, a person's soul is strong, then a person will get contentment in this world. And if a person's soul is not strong, all the parts of the body are all opposing. Because Rakim Sahib Rahmatullah says, the ruh, how will a ruh become strong? It is with connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more stronger a person's connection is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more control the soul will have over the whole body, all the parts of the body. And in this way a person will have contentment. This is where he will get contentment. On the other hand, if a person's the physical parts of the body, they are controlling the soul, the person will never ever get contentment of mind. And the more he's using his physical parts of the body in different things, the more depressed he will become, the more problems he will fall into, the more difficulties he will fall into. Outwardly he will have all the means of asbab of rahat and comfort. But in reality, it will be a deception. That is why we find in this holiday period, which people are calling holiday, we're going for comfort, we're going for enjoyment, the most amount of suicides are committed in this time of the year. The most amount of killings and murders take place in this year. The most amount of wrongs take place in this part of the year. Why? Because people are looking for the comfort and contentment in the wrong places. And they will never ever get it there. These things will lead a person only closer to the fire of Jahannam. And in this world already they will taste the fire of Jahannam. And on the other hand, a person will come more closer to the dhikr of Allah, obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will get the contentment of heart, peace of mind. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَيُنَزِّرُ الْخَيْفِ. He is the one who sends down all of these conditions. If you want it, build up your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْأَرْحَامِ. This worldly life, a person is deceived by it. Allah Ta'ala says, let not this worldly life deceive you. Many, many people say that whatever is written for us, it's muqaddar, it's tabdir. It's going to happen in the year after if I'll be successful or not. Allah Ta'ala says, in the womb of the mother, Allah Ta'ala has written for every child whether he'll be successful in this world or the year after. Similarly, his rosy and sustenance was also written down in the womb of the mother. Why do you make so much of effort in this world for your sustenance? Why run day in and day out from morning to evening, we are making effort for the day? But for the effort of the akhirat, you say, no, I'm happy with taqdeer. Whatever is written in my taqdeer, I'll be successful there. So Allah Ta'ala is telling us how you are preparing in this worldly life. You make effort in this worldly life. Similarly, for the year after, your taqdeer is written. Whatever is you're going to get is written for you. But you still make effort for it. Similarly, for the akhirat, make a lot of effort for the day. Because that will be, that also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Whereas a rozi has been written for a person, وَمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. Allah has taken responsibility, He will give you a rozi and sustenance. You will definitely get it. But for the year after, a person has to make a'mal as-salih, he has to do good actions. And this will be an alamat and sign that this person will be successful in the year after. So Allah Ta'ala says, don't be deceived by this worldly life. And you say that, no, I have to work for this worldly life. But you don't prepare for the year after. Because everything has been written for you also. But how you make effort for this worldly life, to a greater extent, you have to make effort for the life of the year after. Then Allah Ta'ala gives three answers to shaitan. The shaitan deceives you regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first deception shaitan gives a person is, but don't worry, tomorrow you can become pious. Tomorrow you can change your life. And we'll see tomorrow. So Allah Ta'ala says, no, وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدَى. No person knows what he will earn tomorrow. What is going to happen tomorrow. Whether he'll be fit tomorrow. Whether he'll be healthy tomorrow. Whether he'll go to a worse condition tomorrow. So prepare from today. Tomorrow Allah Ta'ala says, وَلْتَنْزُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. غَدْ, tomorrow is the day of Qiyamah. Very, very quickly the day of Qiyamah will come. So a person now rather earn today, start working today. No person in this worldly life says, you know what, I'll earn my money tomorrow, I'll start working tomorrow, I'll go to school next year, 2 years time, then I'll think about it. No, how in this worldly life a person starts working from today and he's preparing for the next day. So Allah Ta'ala says, you do not know what's going to happen tomorrow, whether you will have health, whether you will have wealth, whether a person will have free time. Now whatever you have got, you start preparing from tomorrow. So Allah Ta'ala says, don't let this shaitan deceive you, that tomorrow you can start preparing. Because you do not know what the condition will be tomorrow. Then the second thing shaitan deceives a person regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that Allah ta'ala won't let you pass away now. You still got a long life to live. And you lie maybe after 15, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. Go to this wrong place once or twice. And then you come out after that, you can enjoy, then you can make tawbah, you can change your life. Allah ta'ala says, no, وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتٍ. No person knows in which land he will die, in which time he will die, in which place he will die. Anyway, Allah ta'ala can take your soul away. So you must be prepared. But the Shaykh al-Hadith Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali writes, he says, Allah's great, great shukr and favors upon us, upon myself, that my daughter, my eldest daughter, the wife of Harith Hadith Mawlana Yusuf Rahmatullah Ali, she was in Sajda, she had read Maghrib Salah, and she was sick for quite a while. She was performing a Salah through Ishara and signs. And in the condition of Sajda, Allah Ta'ala took her life away. Say, may Allah Ta'ala also make us amongst those people. In a good condition, Allah Ta'ala takes a person's life away. But shaitan deceives a person. No, don't worry, do wrong, go to the wrong places. You're not going to die there. You'll die after very, very long. And you still got a long life. So Allah Ta'ala says, no, don't be deceived. وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتْ. No soul knows when, in which land he will die, at which time he will die. So you must be ready all the time for death. And the last thing shaitan deceives a person is, don't worry, no one is watching you. Nobody is watching you. You can do whatever wrong you want to do. Yeah, you are far away from your home. Nobody can see you. You've gone to another place. Many people in the holidays, they go to other resorts. They are far away from their environment. In the environment, maybe they are very, very pious. But now there is no one to watch them at all. Allah Ta'ala says, if you think no one is watching you, remember, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ khabir. Allah Ta'ala has full knowledge about you. Allah knows your inside and Allah Ta'ala knows your outside. All your conditions, whatever you are doing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of the day. So do not become involved in the deception of shaitan, in the deception of this worldly life. These are all a deception for a person. An intelligent person is he who opens up his eyes and he sees beyond the day and he realizes that this world is a temporary life. I have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. How as a person on a ship, so much of effort he makes before that to save himself. O human beings, Allah Ta'ala says, O people, all of you, you build up your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you ponder about the day of Qiyamah. On that day when it will be a great difficulty, how in this world you are preparing, how you are making sacrifice. And do not become deceived by the enjoyments of this worldly life. Do not become deceived by shaitan, the rejected and accursed one, because he will show you and he will make a mesmerism on your eyes and he will show you the things of this world as the most beautiful. But the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us, the Quran Sharif has informed us, and all of this is a deception. So every kind of sin, every kind of disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an intelligent person is he who will stay away from it. In today's times, in this time of evil, there's so much of sins taking place and many, many people want to go on holidays, but they go for holidays to such places where so much of guna and sin takes place. And why we go there for comfort and ease? A person will never ever get comfort and ease there. It comes in certain ahadith that once a person passed away, and when he passed away, somebody saw him in a dream, one of his friends. So he asked him, then what happened to you? How did Allah Ta'ala deal with you? So he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave me because one day we went to the marketplace and everyone was unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We made the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we thought of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because it was a place of unmindfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala forgave us. So in the times of unmindfulness, in certain hadith it is mentioned, a person who makes dhikr of Allah Ta'ala at such a time when people are unmindful of Allah Ta'ala, he is like that person who has gone in jihad. Everyone else is turned away and running away, but that person is steadfast and is going against the enemies and is prepared to give his life. So in this time, whoever will look after himself, protect himself from the evil environment and go into good environments, he will stay away from haram, fulfilling his desires. The rewards Allah Ta'ala will give for a person, we cannot ever imagine it. And the peace of mind and contentment which he is seeking in the holidays, which he will never ever get there, it will be found in the masjids, it will be found in tabligh jamaat, it will be found in the suhbat, in the company of the Ahlullah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will be found in the madaris, in these places. Those who are in these areas, we should make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, Allah has kept us in such places. And those who are not, we should try to keep ourselves connected to these places. And especially in these times of the year, and by means of this year, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will give a person true rahat, comfort, contentment of heart. And Allah Ta'ala will save a person from the deception of shaitan. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.